Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Middle Child Syndrome podcast with
me, Rafferty.
And me, Rafferty's dad. So, Raf, we've reached the end of another week. How are you feeling?
Good.
Feel good?
Yes.
Pleased it's the weekend?
Yes.
Nice. You've got big plans for this weekend?
Reading.
Reading. Ooh, a noble pursuit. Yeah. Enriching your soul and your brain.
Me and my dad just went, after school, we went to Waterstones and we picked up a new book, Kitty Quest.
I'd just like to say this episode is not sponsored by Waterstones, but I'm willing for it to be sponsored by Waterstones.
Yeah, sponsor us.
Give us books, we'll read them, we'll do a book review podcast.
Especially give us Frost Heart 3, please.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Actually, we could start reviewing books, couldn't we?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Hmm.
So, Kitty Quest.
Tell us about Kitty Quest, Raf.
I haven't read much of it, but there's two cats, Orange Cat and Purple Cat. That's what I call them. They actually have names, I just don't like to call them the names.
Because you read about three pages so far.
Yeah, because, they just look Orange Cat and Purple Cat.
Endorsed by Jamie Smart, and long-time listeners will know, Raf is a big fan of Jamie Smart and his work. Yeah.
If you're listening to this, Jamie Smart.
I
don't know.
Why did you do like serial killer voice?
No. If you're listening to this, Jamie Smart, I really like your books.
Yes, Jamie Smart, we like your books.
I am not Venom.
We are not Venom.
So, yeah, it's about these two cats that are monster hunters, sort of. And so it's really funny. And so they went to this old lady's house and she was like, I've got a monster in my basement. So they went to it, but it was just like her sink going blah, 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 blah.
How did they know? Did they investigate it thoroughly? Maybe there was a monster in the sink.
No, they just went down, tons of light on, and it was just the sink making stuff, so they fixed it and now it's not making gurgle noises.
Okay.
Then she pulled out a giant diamond and they were like, and the orange cat's like a tiny bit greedy, but he's not bad. And so it was like, oh yes, we should take that. But the orange cat, who was like, actually, like, he's like slightly better, he was like, but
wait, the orange cat or the purple cat? You said orange twice.
No, I said purple. Okay, so the purple cat's a bit greedy, but the orange cat's like good. So he's like, but we can't accept that. We didn't actually do anything. But the purple cat was reasoning. We did do something. But the orange cat was like, And then the old lady started crying because they wouldn't accept it. So the orange cat was like, okay, if it makes you not cry. Well, so I think I'm going to make a prediction. Because that's what we do at school when we're reading a book. I predict that they're going to get some better weapons because their weapons kind of suck.
Uh-huh.
And then I think something will attack their village.
Oh dear, and they'll be called to defend their friends and family and neighbours.
Also, I'm reading another book, Captain Underpants, 3 more wedgie-powered adventures in one.
Oh.
With the writing, drippy horror, chunky action, crispy laughs.
Oh, and we're also reading Guards by Terry Pratchett as well.
Yeah, because I've read 3 of the Terry Pratchett books.
Did you just call him Jerry Pratchett?
No, Terry Pratchett.
That's his less successful brother.
Terry Pratchett.
He just writes manuals about snooker.
What?
I don't really know how you can write a snooker manual. It's a fairly straightforward game.
Who even plays snooker?
It's really hard. You can just about play pool, but snooker's really difficult because the table's massive.
What's pool?
It's like snooker, but smaller.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun game.
So, yeah.
So you had not a bad end to your school week?
Mm-hmm.
And you had PE today? How do you feel about PE generally?
It's kind of fun.
Kind of fun. What were you doing in PE today?
We did a game and we did another game and we did another game.
Wow. That gives us so much information. What kind of game?
I'm too tired.
That's no good. You're recording a podcast. Podcasters aren't tired. They're full of beans.
I'm not full of beans, I'm full of blood and organs and hearts and
that's gross.
Ribs.
Well, why did I feed you a Mars and caramel muffin if you're not going to be full of beans?
So the first game that we did was actually no, the third game that we did, the final game was Rob the Nest.
Rob the Nest, what's that?
You've got like 2-4 big nests in the middle, and they're all full of balls. It could be tennis balls or footballs, and so then you've got four nests dotted around each corner.
Oh, you're all in teams?
Yeah, and so you have to run up to them and take them, and when there's no balls in the middle, you have to run and get each other's.
It sounds like there's a Fall Guys game, which is almost exactly the same as that. I've seen someone playing it. Yeah.
I think that Fall Guys game is based on Wobbler Nest.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. So that one sounds quite fun. I think I'd enjoy that.
Mm, it is quite fun. It's just.
And you're allowed to take out the other players. So if you see someone with one of your balls.
No. And you can't defend your nest.
Oh, what?
And most of the time, for some reason, whenever I go on a team, like, there's sometimes three people all gang up on one person. Oh. And that's exactly what happened today.
How did they gang up on you if you're not allowed to tackle or...
No. They sort of just, like, they would only steal from our nest because we had the most.
Ah, that's because you got the most. See, because you're so, like, well-skilled that they take yours. Did you take theirs in retaliation?
Not really. They were trying, but they just kept on swarming us. And it was just no use, to be
honest. What do you mean? I thought you said they weren't allowed to defend.
No. Yeah, they were swarming us so that we can't do anything. They just swarmed us and took a ball and then left.
How many balls is there?
I don't know.
I'm picturing, like, loads.
I think, I don't know, 12 in each big nest.
Oh, okay, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, and there's four big nests.
I think what I'm trying to understand is, when you say swarm, what do you mean?
So there was, like, because you're only allowed to go at one time. Only one person's allowed to go at one time.
So really? So it's not like a free-for-all?
No.
Oh.
So, like, there'd be three people coming from the three nests in the corner, and they go...
Straight to you.
Yeah.
The listeners can't see your hand gestures. Oh.
So there would be three people in each three of the corners in a big rectangle, and, well, they would... All three of the people coming from those...
Would go to your base?
Yeah. That's what happened, basically.
But in the meantime, I guess your team are running around doing things
not
as well.
Not really. Like,
what were your team doing?
We were trying. It just didn't really work. Mm. I'm just going to have a drink. Talk about stuff. Oh, I need to go fill up my water.
Okay, I'll just pause the recording here. And we're back. Rafferty's got some water. He's thoroughly refreshed.
Yes, ice cold. I'd give you some, but I'd probably just make Daddy's phone explode.
Yeah, we're recording this on a phone. If you try and pour water in it, it probably won't like it very much. It's not waterproof on the inside. I think the outside might be waterproof.
Oh.
I think it is. I'm not really sure. I should check. Because if I'm wrong, then it's pretty wrong. So I guess you're not necessarily a super big fan of, like, sports and sporting activity and stuff. No. What do you like? You like tennis? In fact, you're a member of a tennis club, aren't you, la-di-da-di? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to my tennis club.
Tennis is a rich sport played by rich people.
It does sort of seem that way, doesn't it?
I mean, it is.
I think it was invented by wealthy people, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, in a Steven Universe episode, it literally says, because Steven's dad's really rich for some reason, can't remember, and he says, so he's trying out rich people's sport, and it literally was tennis. They're playing tennis because that's a rich people's sport.
I'm not sure you can necessarily rely on Steven Universe for factual information about the world. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a multi-layered show full of interesting things, but, you know, it's not
like... We are crystal gems. Da, 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 da.
I've never seen Steven Universe. I don't understand.
That was the intro.
Oh. It was.
It was like the first.
Hauntingly beautiful.
No, it's no better on the actual intro.
Okay, that's cool. Would you recommend Steven Universe to any and all listeners?
Yes.
Okay.
There's
cool.
Actually Steven Universe's games, and they actually look pretty good. They're like RPGs.
Does he have, like, younger siblings like Jonathan Galaxy and Sophie Solar System?
No.
Why not?
Because he's an only child.
Oh, that's a shame. Shame.
Yeah,
still, at least he gets to star in his own show. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
If this was a squirty water bottle, it'd be all over your face.
There you go. Threatening violence against his own father, listeners. Terrible. Terrible.
With water?
I mean, you know, what if I'm allergic?
Nobody's allergic to water.
I don't know.
No, nobody's allergic to water.
That would be pretty bad. That would make it quite difficult to exist, I think, wouldn't it?
You can't live without water. In fact, you're made out of water.
I mean, not entirely, but largely.
So, if you just...
Less water than a cucumber, though. Not sure how that's relevant.
I mean, that's not relevant at all. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Cucumbers and their high water content.
Daddy.
It's the refreshing crunch.
As you know, cats hate cucumbers. That is a well-known fact throughout the universe. And if I was a cat...
Do you think it's because they're full of water and cats don't like water?
No.
I think they sense that they're full of water and like, no thanks.
But, like, cats always jump when they see cucumbers, so I'm about to jump. I'm about to do a cat thing.
Well, that was a visual treat for our audio-only experience.
I said I'm about to jump, so you cannot blame me.
I mean, I can, because you decided to
do... You cannot blame me.
For doing something that I can
you
see.
You cannot blame me. You cannot blame me that it is audio-only. That rhymes.
No, but I can't blame you for burping on the podcast.
Aww.
Don't burp at our listeners. What's wrong with you?
There's some highlighter on my bed.
Yes, who put that there?
Clementine. Ah. The naughty Clementine.
So is tennis the only game you like?
I like basketball.
I suppose you have to, really, because your brother plays it so much. You're quite good at basketball, hey?
Yeah.
You've got some skills. You've got some skills when it comes to shooting the ball. See, I quite like almost every sport. I don't really like watching rugby. It's all right to play, but I don't like watching it. I'll watch almost any sport. I like playing quite a lot of sports as well. I'm just not very good at any of them. We're so different in that way. Nothing to say on that one, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you enjoy tennis, Your Majesty. I'm glad you found something that you enjoy. La-di-da.
I'm melting.
Come back here and stop melting.
I'm still melting.
So, what's your plans for the weekend?
Nothing!
Oh, that sounds nice.
Actually, no, reading. I'm going to do reading.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Reading and anything else. Maybe gaming, watching.
Yeah, maybe a tiny bit.
Maybe running around outside until you can't feel your own face.
Maybe Nerf gun battles if the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Because I really like Nerf guns.
Please, can you stay near the microphone?
Never.
Well, that was spooky.
I shall haunt your dreams, listeners. You shall never sleep again.
I mean, I probably won't now that you've done that.
You shall get insomnia. It'll be really bad. You'll probably have to go to hospital. Sorry, bye.
What was that? Have you had too many jelly beans today? Have you had too much sugar?
Jelly beans. Jelly beans.
Stop it. Naughty. Bad Rafferty. Ow.
I'm wrestling with my father.
On an audio-only podcast.
Doesn't matter.
Listeners, if this is the last episode, you know what happened to me. Oh, God. Please stop. It's so painful.
Never.
Oh, well, now we're just cuddling. Oh, no, it's not cuddling. Okay. That's enough from you. Naughty. Naughty bag. Imagine a rolled-up newspaper bopping you on the nose right now. This has gone out of control. Come on, you need to sit up.
Okay.
Excellent. So we've been playing a classic game of... No. Rafferty's just pulling funny faces now. I'm just going to pause the recording again for a second. And we're back. Rafferty's calmed down a little.
Yes. I am a Zen sensei.
Oh.
Home.
What tips would you give our listeners for relaxation? How would you suggest that people soothe their troubled minds?
Reading. Yeah. And crossing into the fourth dimension.
What's the fourth dimension?
My butthole.
I wasn't expecting that. So you think the listeners should relax by climbing up inside your bum? That's what you're saying?
Maybe not.
No, maybe not.
But my butthole is a portal to the fourth dimension.
Right. So that's probably enough for this week.
goodbye, listeners. And remember, fourth dimension butthole.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll be back on Monday with another Monday morning episode. We hope you all have lovely weekends.
Bye. Bye.
Rafferty's going to go for a lie down in a darkened room. Bye. Now. Bye. Bye. Everybody. Have a nice weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.